I had always thought that being a simple genetic anomaly, four-leaf clovers would be fairly common. I have since learned that 1 in 10,000 clovers has four leaves. Could be the result of a recessive gene, a somatic mutation, the influence of the environment, or any combination of the three. But isn't this where science meets magic? Though I find clovers all the time, I'm not exceptional in this skill. The Guinness World Record holder, Edward Martin Sr. from Cooper Landing, Alaska, has found 111,060 four-leaf clovers when he took the record in 2007. It's the finding I love, not the collecting. I'm happiest to give my lucky clovers away. I pass them on to mothers in parks who show them to their wide-eyed kids. I delivered one to the man at my corner store where it hangs above the register. Friends slip them between the business cards in their wallets for safekeeping. People ask, how do I do it? Well, I love clover, the sweet smell, the common variant with its cute trio of leaves. I look at it more than most people do, so I expect that's the first reason I find so many. I have a habit of dragging my fingers or toes across a patch, momentarily separating the individuals, which brings irregularities into focus. That's part of finding them, not a hardening of focus, but a softening. The other reason is artful. Do you remember those posters from the 1980s made up of thick dots? If you looked too hard, all you'd see was the pattern. But if you let your eyes slip out of focus, scenes would appear. Dinosaurs, landscapes, butterflies, a trick of the eye. It's the same with four-leaf clovers. If you try too hard, you will only ever see the patch. Instead, slip into a lazy, soft-focused summer state of mind. Drift your hand across a thick patch, letting the clovers reveal themselves. Appreciate the ones that have only three leaves. Common things are beautiful, too, and a four-leaf clover may show itself to you, just like that. That day in third grade, I dived into the clover patch, skimming the surface with my hands, softening my eyes to look for irregularities. It took only moments for a four-leaf clover to fall into my fingers, just like that. Whatever little toy I won that day, my real prize was in the gateway that the simple act of looking for clovers opened for me into a lifetime of joy derived from looking closely. The magic of nature coming up as it pleases.